This is the Every Little Thing album release special. I am so excited to be talking to Carly because it's like talking to a girlfriend, just, you know, getting all the ins and outs that I can't get anywhere else about this album. And the next song is Feel Something. And the first thing that I noticed about this song is the amount of words that you're cramming into those verses. Was this one a difficult one to sing? Because it's not your traditional sing-songy steady rhythm.
So if you know anything about Natalie Himby, you know that she is just a phrasing queen. Mm-hmm. And she just knows how to make things work. And I, if you can tell from everything else in my album, come from a very country bluegrass background where my drummer will tell you I sing way behind the beat, and they kind of sometimes have to push me and go, come on, catch up. And I felt like this song, just from a phrasing standpoint, was a great challenge for me to kind of step out of my comfort zone and do something that maybe is a little bit more difficult and really challenge myself. And I played this song for my mom when it was just the Natalie demo, and I remember her reaction, and she was like, I know what this feels like. And just everybody I've ever played this for, it's kind of like what you said earlier, the opposite. I think you said the opposite of love
isn't hate, it's indifference.
Yeah. And to have somebody that you love not give you anything back at all. We all want to see, whether it's fighting, crying, tears, laughter.
Oh, yeah.
You want emotion out of somebody. And the worst thing is, you know, there's a line in there that says, when did you stop trying? When did I become so comatose? And it's like, oh,
yeah,
it's awful.
That was a powerful, powerful line.
Yeah.
Well, and that the thing for people who haven't heard the song, we're going to play it. But I mean, it's basically about a couple. It sounded to me like they've been together a while and there's just almost not even a pulse in the relationship because they've just gotten so complacent. Mm-hmm. And so many relationships are guilty of that, whether it's just like you stop trying to impress them, you stop trying to care about how their day was, you're just going through the motions. You could almost set a clock to the boredom of what's happening in the relationship. And I have a feeling a lot of people are going to relate to this one. It is called Feel Something, and it's from Carly Pearce on Big Machine Radio.